But before we go on, I have to continue with my three things that I learned. Okay? I'm going to go on. The second thing that I learned, that not all white boys are slow. Some are fleet of foot. So, on my first trip with Coach Maiden to La Crosse, Wisconsin, I encountered an issue. I tried to steal some batting gloves. I tried to steal some batting gloves from a store, okay? And I got caught. So I was leaving out the store, and because I didn't have much, you know. And I wanted to look good like some of the other players. I wanted to be fly with the glove hanging out my back pocket, etc., you know. And, you know, I couldn't do that with no gloves. So we went in the store and a couple of guys was buying gloves, etc., etc. And so I tried to steal some. And I got out in front of the store and the guys came and tapped me on the shoulder and they said, "I'd like to talk to you about some store." And I took off. And I threw the stuff in the air, and I ran as fast as I could, but these guys would not give up. I ran across the expressway, and for, you know, for a young dark man, don't hide under a yellow school bus that's surrounded by floodlights. Don't do that, because you will get sought out. So I was caught, and the next thing Coach heard was, you know, the police calling him, informing him that, you know, I was at the local precinct. And so it hurt my heart. I was heartbroken that I let him down. And I remember when he and Coach Anthony had me on the back of the bus, and I was certain that this was the end of my baseball career and I would have to go back to my struggling life as a child in a large family, you know, that wasn't really seen. So Coach Maiden and Anthony got me on the back of the bus, and you know, I cried, you know, because I was 14 years old at the time. Coach, that was my second year playing organized baseball and my first year traveling outside of the city of Chicago. And Coach Maiden and Coach Anthony got me on the back of the bus. The bus where I was caught at, that was a horrible location, and had a speech for me because it was traumatizing. But however, and they said to me, they said, "Sharp, are you sorry for what you did?" And I said, "Yeah, Coach, I'm ashamed, and you know, I'm sorry. And you know, if you just give me one more opportunity, you know, I'll never do it again." And they said, "Well, we're gonna talk about it, but for right now, you know, I want you to go apologize to your teammates." I wasn't going to apologize to them because half of them were stealing. I was just the only one that was caught. I was the only one that got caught. But that was just God's, that was God's message to me, that this is not your ministry, Eddie Sharp. Eddie Sharp, this is not your ministry. You're not a good thief. You're not. You're not. So I learned that day, you know, and I also learned to appreciate Coach Maiden. Let's give it up for Coach Maiden. Because during a very challenging time in my life, when I was trying to fit in, and I was desperately trying to make sense of the world that I was living in, Coach Maiden, Coach Anthony, and the program that they were building, they showed me grace. And so At that time, I learned, and I want to quote this saying from, I forget his name, but it'll come back to me later. Things may happen to you, things may happen around you, but the only thing that really matters are the things that happen in you. So that's the message that God gave me about that time period. If you grow from the experiences that you have, you don't have to worry about what you did or the mistakes you made. What you have to do is you have to take the lessons that were afforded to you during those moments, and you have to allow them to grow you. And thank God, I never stole again. Okay, I never tried to anyway. You know, I did try to cheat on my taxes, but I got caught. But yeah, but I was very honorable after that, and I still am. And thank you, Nate.